Euzubillahimineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala Resulil emin. Esselamu aleyküm ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. Greetings of peace. My topic today is Ahad, the one and only. 1400 years ago, the polytheists and Jews in Arabia asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam questions about God. These questions included, tell us of your Lord's ancestry. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell us attributes of your Lord who has sent you as Prophet. What is your Lord made of? Is he made of gold, silver, iron, or what? Does he belong to a race of gods? Does he have parents or children? Who will inherit the earth after him? The answer to these questions and others similar to it came in the following verse of the Holy Quran. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah, the one and only. From Surah Al-Ikhlas, Ayah 1, Chapter 112, Verse 1. Let us first analyze the sentence Huwallahu Ahad lexically. In this sentence, Huwa is the subject and Allahu its predicate. And Ahadun, it is second predicate. According to this parsing, the sentence means He, about whom you are questioning me, is Allah, the one and only. Another meaning, according to the language rules, can be, He is Allah, the one. Here, the first thing to understand is the unusual use of Ahad in the sentence. Generally, the word Ahad is either used in the possessive cases, like Yawm al-Ahad, first day of the month, or فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ, send one of your men, or to indicate total negative, نَفِي عَام, as مَا جَاءَنِي أَحَدٌ, no one has come to me, or in common questions like هَلْ إِنْدِكَ أَحَدٌ, is there anyone with you, or in conditional clauses like in ja'aka ahadun, if someone comes to you, or in counting as ahad itnan, ahad ashar, 1 to 11. Apart from these uses, there is no precedent in the pre-Quranic Arabic that the mere word ahad might have been used as an adjective for a person or thing. After the revelation of the Quran, this word has been used only for the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for no one else. The extraordinary use by itself shows that being single, unique and matchless is a fundamental attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else in the world is qualified with this quality. He is one. He has no equal. Then, keeping in view the questions that the polytheists and the followers of earlier scriptures asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his Lord, let us see how they were answered with Ahadun after Huwalla. First, it means He alone is the sustainer. No one else has any share or part in providence, and since He alone can be the Ilah, Deity, who is master and sustainer, therefore no one else is his associate in divinity either. Second, it also means he alone is the creator of the universe. No one else is his associate in this work of creation. He alone is the master of the universe, the disposer and administrator of system, the sustainer of his creatures, helper and rescuer in times of hardship. No one else has any share or plan whatever in the works of Godhead, which, as the polytheists of Mecca acknowledged, are works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third, since they had also asked the questions of what is your Lord made, what is his ancestry, what is his gender, from whom has he inherited the world, and who will inherit after him, all these questions have been answered with one word, Ahad, for Allah, as it means he alone has been and will be God forever. Neither was there a God before him, nor will there be any after him. There is no race of gods to which he may belong as a member. He is God, one and single, and none is homogeneous with him. His being is not merely one, wahid, but is ahad, in which there is no thing of plurality in any way. He is not a compound being, which may be analyzable or divisible, which may have a form and shape, which may be residing somewhere, or may contain or include something, which may have a color, which may have some limbs, which may have a direction, and which may be variable or changeable in any way. Free from every kind of plurality, he alone is a being who is Ahad in every aspect. Now here, one should fully understand that the word Wahid, not Ahad, is used in Arabic just like the word one in English. A collection consisting of great pluralities is collectively called Wahid or one, as one man, one nation, one country, one world, even one universe. And every separate part of a collection is also called one. But the word Ahad is not used for anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why wherever in the Quran the word Wahid has been used for Allah, he has been called Ilahun Wahid, one deity, or Allahul Wahidul Qahar, one Allah who is omnipotent, and nowhere just Wahid, for Wahid is also used for the things which contain pluralities of different kinds in their being. On the contrary, for Allah and only for Allah, the word Ahad has been used absolutely, for he alone is the being who exists without any plurality in any way, whose oneness is perfect in every way. Sadaqallahu al-Ajil Azim.